Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is the SG Daily, number 33 on a Friday. I don't know why. Something about the daily on the Friday, it just feels kind of cool. You know, you're over the hump. Excuse me. You're on Friday. Hope your week's gone pretty well. It's warming up. Summer's around the corner, so that's pretty cool. A quick announcement. The SG podcast episode 25 went live yesterday. So for the special episode, I brought on a guest host to interview me. So if you want to get to know a little bit more about me, SG Pod, not the daily, SG Podcast number 25 should be the most recent link posted if you go on the podcast. So check that out. Today, I mentioned yesterday near the end of the SG Daily number 32 that I wanted to talk a little bit more about the brand Solopreneur Grind. So if you've been listening to these, you know that I talk about kind of two things. Well, I talk about a lot of things. They're all business related, but I usually talk about what I'm doing with my firm, like kind of my main hustle, to give you kind of that practical advice. And then I also talk about Solopreneur Grind as a separate entity to kind of give you an idea of things I'm doing, things I'm learning, things I'm implementing. So today's more of an SG discussion. Because I had a pretty cool revelation in the last week or two. Maybe revelation's not a great word because it sounds like all holy and stuff, and God didn't come down and drop a message into my lap or whisper it into my ear. But what I found is that when you're starting out a new company, this applies to any companies because it applied to my firm too. Unless you have a very clear vision, and even still, if you have a clear vision from the beginning, you don't often know exactly what the business is going to look like once it starts to take off, once you start to get customers, referrals, ongoing customers, stuff like that. And so with my law firm, it probably took about 6-7 months to really nail down my niche and hit the ground running, and I've been in that same niche ever since. Which is always why I recommend niching down fairly hard as soon as you can and as soon as you can figure it out. I think I've, after, funnily enough, around 6 to 7 months in that same time zone, because that's how long ago, I think around September is when I put out the first Solopreneur Grind podcast. So it's been around 6 months, seven, eight months. I think I have a feeling for what the core message should be. Now, I've always interviewed other entrepreneurs, as you know, and I love that, and I'm going to keep doing that. And what's actually emerged as probably not only the most enjoyable for me, but the best results so far has been those interviews with entrepreneurs. And one of the reasons why, I think, is because it's just so valuable, right? You're like, I love hearing other people's stories. That's one of the best ways to learn, is to model other successful people. So I get to learn, I get to share it with everyone so other people get to learn. And anyway, so that's been really great. Now, what I was struggling with, and maybe you can relate if you're a business owner, is what is the message, what is the brand? Yes, I have the Solopreneur Grind logo, and like I had some writing on my website and stuff, and that is a brand. But sometimes it takes you a little bit to actually figure out what the real brand and real message is, right? Because you can start a business tomorrow and create a brand. You know, this is Jimmy's ice cream shop. Our brand is we do organic food, organic ice cream, whatever. You can put up the writing and the signs and everything, but that doesn't mean that you've actually in your heart kind of figured out what you want the story and the life of this brand to be. And it took me, like I said, about 6 months for now, both of my businesses to figure that out. And I think for Solopreneur Grind, the message that I want to run with and love and seems to connect with a lot of other people is hearing the awesome stories of other entrepreneurs so that we can all learn from them, myself included, because I'm still running my own business. I'm still learning every day about business. I'm still reading every day about business. I'm still listening to other people's podcasts to learn about business and so I can get better as a podcaster myself. So I wanted to share that with you guys because if you're following the content, hopefully you've enjoyed it, but maybe there wasn't that overarching kind of message or brand or theme that was tying it all together. And I think I've found it. I'd love to hear your feedback because you are a an outsider's perspective, right? I am living within this SG brand every day. I'm operating it. I'm running it. So it's harder for me to get that outsider's perspective. But after months and months of working within it and on it, I think I know that message now. I really connect with it. I feel strongly about it. I feel motivated by it. And I think that it will provide a ton of value to everybody, myself included, you included, the podcast guests included, because they seem to love it and they get a lot of value out of telling their stories and sharing their insights and getting some exposure, obviously. I want to help these people get some exposure for their businesses, their brands. So that was a bit of a realization I had in the last week. I did want it to share with everyone because you are my loyal you're my loyal followers, and authenticity and openness has been one of the themes as well. But that's what I've kind of come down with. Would love to hear your thoughts if you have them. Make sure to subscribe if you like the stuff and want to keep hearing it. And shoot me a message about what you think. Do you relate to that message? Does it appeal to you? Am I way out in left field? Am I wrong? So yeah, let me know what you think. The easiest way is join my email list, because you'll get an email from me 3 times a week, and you can always just hit reply. In most emails, I ask for replies and input and stuff like that. That's the easiest way to communicate. So that's it for this week. It's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Hope your week went really well. And I'm going to try and keep these to, you know, the 5 to 7 minute mark. Got some really good feedback, actually, from a good friend of mine. You know who you are. Thank you very much. And any other feedback is always appreciated, guys. So anyways, that's it for me. Hope you had a good week. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you on Monday.